Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Jerry Tabb. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third, the center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Landreth. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Larry Landreth. And now, play ball. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wallace strikes out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Unser strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Unser out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Renko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Landreth. Biotner moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trillo hits a line drive into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tabb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabb hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wallace. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Carter reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Larry Landreth is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Landreth strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Dawson moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Biotner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garrett catches it and throws to second with Foley covering, to double up Summers. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabb takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Landreth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive towards first. Tabb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biedner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Biedner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Biedner reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Biedner trying to get to home. Unser throws the ball into Carter, who tags Biedner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dunning now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kelleher is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Steve Renko. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Foley is 0-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Foley reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dawson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson is walked intentionally. Carter moves to second. Jose Morales pinch hits for Steve Dunning. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Morales reaches second base with a double. Foley scores. Carter scores. Dawson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Expos. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Unser is 0-3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tab scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. Morales moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jorgensen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tabb is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabb hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wallace is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wallace strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Madlock is 0-3 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Summers is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Madlock moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biedner is 1-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Biedner hits a line drive off the glove of Carrigan. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Biedner reaches second base with a double. Madlock scores. Summers goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Expos. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biedner scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Expos. Pete Lacock pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Pete Lacock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Putman now catching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Mike Garman now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Mike Garman. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tabb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Sparing pinch runs for Jerry Tabb. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. The game is over. The final score. Montreal Expos, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.